Psalms 13:3, restore the light to my eyes, or I will die. The problem is never with the light. It is always with the eye. The eye perceives light only through singleness of vision. Our lack of singleness of vision is due to our poor consecration on the Lord. Consecration is serving Jehovah alone. A man cannot serve two masters. My ability to see is always tied to my consecration to God, my singleness of focus, and heart towards God. Blurred vision is a result of giving my focus or attention to two masters. I can only serve God effectively. We cannot serve God in mammon. Whenever we are careless and turn a little to our private interests, God's light will be cut off. In order to see light, we cannot serve mammon. We cannot have two interests. God's interests must always win over our own interests. We must have singleness of eye to receive the light from God's word. How can the eye be single? The Lord said, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also," in Matthew 6:21. When mammon is under our direction, it is a help to us and will not harm us. A heart towards mammon cannot be inclined to serve God. When our treasure is directed, we can direct our heart. This is the reason why we must learn to give our treasures away. If we store our treasures on the Lord's side, spontaneously, our heart will go to the Lord's side. If everything we have is with God, our heart will spontaneously be with God and our eye will be single. To study the word, we need absolute consecration. Consecration brings our heart to God. When we offer up everything to God, our heart will follow us, because our treasure has moved on. There are two kinds of consecration. One, the heart goes first. Two, the heart follows afterward. We give our heart to God and our treasure follows. We give our treasure and our heart follows. Once the eye becomes single, it becomes clear and light will shine through. The Lord said, "Your whole body will be full of light," in Matthew 6:22. What does it mean to have the whole body full of light? It means to have enough light for our feet to walk, our hands to work, and for our minds to think. In other words, we have light in all areas. Light fills our emotion, our will, our mind, our love, and our pathway. We see everything, for our eye is single. Only consecrated men can understand the word. The only kind of person who is never clear is one whose eye is not single. The lamp of the body is the eye, Matthew 6:22. The light of the heart is God's word. The lamp of the body is the eye, which reflects the light of the heart of God's word. Light relates to God. The lamp, the illumination, or reflection of the light, relates to man. The lamp is the place where light is retained. The lamp is also the place where God deposits his light. It is also the place where we retain and release the light. In order for God's word to shine in us, we must have a lamp within us. This lamp is our eye. If therefore your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is evil, your whole body will be dark. In order for your whole body to be full of light, the Lord specified one condition. Our eye must be single.